From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 27th day of December 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 38 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 21. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, sad news from Greene County. Historian Charles Swain is dead at 73. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that longtime Greene County Minorities historian Charles B. Swain has died. Swain was 73, passed away on Sunday from complications following a stroke. He served Greene County for nearly 40 years. Swain is remembered as a passionate historian who worked hard to shine light on the contributions of minorities countywide. Catskill native was appointed to the position in 1975, the first minorities historian in New York State. Swain was a 26-year veteran of the United States Marine Corps and worked in the New York State Department of Corrections and the National Park Service. Funeral arrangements will be announced by Millspaugh Camarena Funeral Home in Catskill. You'll find the full story in today's Daily Mail. In other news, New Lebanon's Risa declares bankruptcy. Gail Hineshone is reporting in the Register Star that Risa Management Corporation has filed in New York's Eastern Bankruptcy Court for voluntary bankruptcy protection under Chapter 11. The firm, headquartered in Westbury, Long Island, took over the Ceramtech building on Route 20 in New Lebanon 2.5 years ago. It manufactures large-scale metal projects needed in the construction of various types of buildings, train stations, and power plants, and counts the Long Island Railroad and New York City Transit among its clients. The company anticipated $10 million in revenue in 2011 and hoped to employ 40 people locally, according to published reports. In its December 12th bankruptcy filing, Risa estimated anywhere from $1 million to $10 million in liabilities and the same amount in assets. Under Chapter 11, a business is able to continue operating while restructuring its debt. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. And in our final story, New York State Police Troop K is announcing an increase in DWI details for the holidays. The Hudson Valley Reporter is reporting that state police from Troop K barracks will participate in a nationwide crackdown on drunk driving during the holiday season, including stepped-up DWI checkpoints, increased DWI details, and more underage drinker details. Major Robert H. Benziger said Troop K would like to give a fair warning to all partygoers. The state police will make a large quantity of stops in the coming week, and if anyone is suspected of driving while intoxicated, troopers will show a zero tolerance for drunk driving. Benziger said, and I quote, "We're going to keep our roads safe for travelers heading to visit friends and family," end quote. You'll find that full story in the HudsonValleyReporter.com. Snow and fireworks are in the forecast for the weekend. Here's Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report.
Let it snow. Whoa, whoa. Let it snow.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report for the weekend of December 29th, 2013. Local ski resorts are hoping this holiday weekend, with New Year's Eve on Tuesday, goes better than last weekend's rainy run-up to Christmas. While no major snowfall is forecast, temperatures should be low enough for snowmaking on the mountains. Hunter Mountain already has 10 to 54 inches of snow on 45 trails serviced by 10 lifts. Hunter hosts local band Toss Crew on Saturday night, the Christine Spiro Group on Sunday night, and cover band 5-0 on New Year's Eve when fireworks go off after the Torchlight Parade. At Windham Mountain, there are 20 groomed trails open with 8 lifts over 178 acres of 6 to 44 inches of snow. The Amish Outlaws and DJ Brian play New Year's Eve after the fireworks at 9 p.m. Catamount Ski in Hillsdale is open holiday hours, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. all week through January 1st. They have 22 of 34 trails and 5 of 6 lifts running over 8 to 24 inches of snow. You can see links to all the local ski resorts in the National Weather Service at newsroom.wgxc.org.
Let it snow. Whoa, whoa. Let it snow.
And snow is in the forecast for the weekend. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a high near 38 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 21. But for the next 3 days, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. On Sunday, rain is likely, mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. Sunday night, rain and snow likely, becoming all snow after 10 p.m., cloudy with a low around 28 degrees. And for back to work Monday, a chance of snow showers before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:23 a.m. and will set at 4:30 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 7 minutes. That is 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 27th of December, 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.